Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. I don't want to hog too much of the mic time, so I'm just going to throw it over to the co-host. This is Ozzy V. I'm just, you know, no big deal. But all joining me, world famous, jovial, joking, jubilee, whatever. World famous juggler Greg Larson, how are you today? Please take as much time as you want.
Words. I'm great, man. Like, things are fantastic. Just threw a wonderful birthday party for my mom's 60th birthday. It was a lot of fun. She was surprised. Things were great. And it's my anniversary today. So life's awesome. 6 years. Yeah, things are great. How are you, Ozzy? I see you got a nice trophy there.
Okay, you know what? Okay, let's pause for a second.
You're going to introduce me too?
Yeah. I'm sorry. This happens.
Wait, Ozzy
so
wants
times.
To
like,
talk. So
no, it's not. It's not.
Todd.
Ozzy
sorry.
Wants to
okay.
Talk. It's Todd assumed Ozzy was just going to ignore him, so he's just going to go ahead and jump in before I even have an opportunity to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd obviously has a crystal ball. How are you today, Todd?
I'm good.
Blessing producer.
I'm good. Good pick, Greg.
Thanks, man.
God, you guys are ridiculous. Okay, first of all, there was just an ongoing gag that I had taken too much mic time on previous shows. So that's why I just threw it over to Greg right away. And then like by me, like being like, okay, take that. He's like, well, I just threw my mom her 60th birthday party. And it's my 6th year anniversary. Like, okay. So I feel like a jerk for asking to record today. And then he's like, hey, I see you have a fantasy football trophy, like forcing me to be in a good mood, which is so just like, oh, cause Greg, you know me so well. And anytime he like, I'm so just like, oh, I could be something good for me. Like, hey, watch this, try this. And I'll be like, nah, no, somebody told me to, I didn't organically stumble upon it. I do have a fantasy football trophy here now that you mentioned it here though. And I would normally refuse your attempts at trying to force me to be in a good mood like this. But when you bring up such a trophy like this that proves that I'm better than so many people in fantasy football, that does ultimately make me feel good. So I appreciate that. All right. But I can say what I did not appreciate was the choice of this week's film, Strange Brew, released 1983, August 19th specifically, rated PG. The runtime of 90 minutes. Todd, do you have the trailer ready? If not, it's cool. You don't have to.
Oh, no. It's a nice 2.5 minute one, too.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is that your cue?
Yes, to roll just do it. Let's get over.
Somewhere behind granite battlements, beyond impenetrable gates, indoors, something evil is brewing. And it isn't Elsinore beer. Here, an unsuspecting heiress has become the innocent pawn of a diabolical genius. At his command, space-age super lasers that can incinerate an entire metropolis. An army of deadly hockey warriors. At his fingertips, lots of beer.
Just one more test, and then we are ready for the world.
What fool dares stand in his way?
Good day, I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Welcome to our movie, eh?
At last, television's Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis have just hit the great white screen.
Uh-oh.
These are the adventures of Bob and Doug McKenzie, Strange Brew.
That's private company business.
Perhaps one of these would refresh your memory, eh?
The gallant champions of truth.
He's lying, all right.
I don't need no machine to tell me that, eh? I didn't do it, I swear.
It must be them.
Justice.
I think it's time the little lady and I had a chat.
And the pursuit of bad guys.
We'll move towards Oktoberfest as planned.
I can't believe it. He drank it all.
Oh, no.
And I will not underestimate our little friends again.
With Max von Sydow.
Shut up.
Paul Dooley.
You murdered him first. And he was already dead when I killed him.
Lynn Griffin.
I didn't have puke breath.
I'd kiss you.
And an all-star cast.
Take off, you fool.
You take off, you nut.
Okay.
Don't miss the biggest, the grandest, the first McKenzie Brothers movie of all time. The Adventures of Bob and Doug McKenzie.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
That's it. We're leaving, kids. Come on.
Strange Brew.
You hoser, they wanted to see our movie. Now they're mad at us.
Hey, cop, it's only a preview, eh? I didn't want to show them the best part.
Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Hey, you guys. What? Check up.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
There we go.
There's oh, my God. Proud of you.
I can't believe a Blu-ray disc was wasted on that.
It's got features, too.
Oh, yeah? What kind of features?
Well, I will tell you right now if you want to know. I just need some light. We have the adventures or the anime. Oh, yeah. I forgot there was a cartoon. The animated adventures and Bob and Doug McKenzie. Classic McKenzie Brothers sketch from SCTV. How to stuff a mouse in a beer bottle, and the theatrical trailer.
Awesome, every second of it.
Awesome. You know what? We should have just watched Private School again.
See, here's the thing. The only reason I said no disclaimer at the beginning is because. I first saw Rick Moranis in Spaceballs. I saw Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. And Todd, I know how much that is your favorite. Then I saw him in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, right? So there's a special level of respect I had for Rick Moranis. So the fact that he co-wrote, directed, and starred in this movie really just took 3 years off my life. It just took a chunk of my heart out and killed a piece of my childhood. You remember when the that Hulk Hogan audio tape came out? That's I kind of feel the same way. And it put me in a bad mood. And I don't want to talk too much on the initial thoughts. I'll save something else right before the actual rating and the award I'm going to give this film. It actually did earn an award. So I'll explain that later, but Greg, initial thoughts on this film.
It is award season. I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
All right. You've got hockey, you've got beer, you've got Canada. That's a trifecta for this guy. So like I have always enjoyed this movie. This is like a comfort movie for me. It is Wayne's World before Wayne's World, and it is essentially 100%. The kind of like wackiness of and like weird offshooting plot line of Good Burger well before Good Burger. So like I love this movie. It's a comfort movie. I think it's hilarious. It's stupid, has random plot lines, and yeah, I just even the ending, the end credits where they're like, yeah, sure, there are some plot holes, but like, yeah, this movie's great.
Todd?
Well, I like it. I don't think as much as Greg, but this one I grew up on. The Wayne's World thing is very true, because I mean, it literally started as a sketch and two guys sitting in front of it, you know, talking to the TV, and it's not above Mike Myers to steal something to kind of tweak it. Not that I don't think Wayne's World is 1,000% better. So Ozzy, you can calm down there.
It's okay. A lot of people liked Wolfenstein over Doom. Deep cut for any gaming people.
Yeah, you lost me.
Wolfenstein was better than Doom, but
of course you would say that, Greg. Okay, yeah. Just a little quick, brief nerd video game history, whatever. 30 seconds. Doom has been given a lot of credit as being the first major first-person shooter, but people forget that Wolfenstein came out before it, but Doom was actually a much better game. Moving on.
Um, I guess you're not a boot that Canadian humor. That's all I could say.
Hey, you can just take off, Ozzy.
It's all right. His ghost will keep us company.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right.
So, I guess moving on to favorite bits. Okay. So,
well, that's Ozzy's. We figured that would be your favorite bit.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Ozzy. For those of you listening at home, Ozzy has left the building when we said take off. So my favorite bit, it was a little difficult because the first half of it doesn't have the laugh out loud moments, but the back end has several great contenders. So I'd have to say my favorite bit would be when they walk in on the mom and dad and the, without spoiling it, the look of the on the mom and dad's face when that happens, which, by the way, the voice of the dad done by Mel Blanc.
Yeah.
So even better callback to that. Welcome back, Ozzy. Do you want to say your favorite bit?
We assumed that was it.
Yeah, yeah. We figured the silence was.
You want me to go, Ozzy?
It's getting warmer in here. I didn't notice anything. No, scratch that. It was when to use the stopping of the bleeding nose to put in a pair of bullets. And then when he laughed later in the courtroom and the bullet shot out, that was the first point I laughed in the entire film.
To be fair, the first half of the film does not have a lot of laugh out loud moments. It really is back heavy.
Doesn't have a lot of laugh out loud moments. Mm-hmm. Is that the first half? Be accurate. Like, I mean, when you say, oh, the first half doesn't have a lot of laugh out loud moments, you're insinuating, but there's good moments.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And that's,
yeah. The donut part. Like,
when, oh yeah. Because anytime I have a donut in my pocket, it didn't get smashed.
That's why
what pisses
hilarious.
Me off. No, here's what pisses me off. Because as a former fat guy, I want to be able to put donuts in my pocket and have them remain perfect. And the fact that this son of a bitch was able to do that, what the hell? I want that power.
All I want to know is, does it hold triple cheeseburgers?
That would be something.
So, Todd, you haven't said a favorite moment.
I haven't, and I'm going to go with one that... I gotta go with when he's stuck in the beer in the tube and they start filling it with beer and he just drinks it all. I get that. I love that bit. Ozzy didn't laugh.
No, because here's the thing is that after that scene happened after the line, it's getting warmer in here. Oh, I didn't notice anything. So not only did he drink the beer, but he also drank his own urine.
Well, he was thirsty.
Right, right.
If right. See, just cut the urine joke out then. Because then the whole, come on, I gotta take a leak. It's got, you know, I can it hurts, like whatever. The sign of him wanting to take a leak would have been funnier if we didn't just see him take a leak earlier. I mean, too much?
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
5 stars. No.
Oh, God. So in lieu of Greg, did you want to give it a rating?
Sure. Like, is this tops of my list? No. It's like I said, it's a comfort film. So I'd give this a 4, you know, a pretty solid 4, bordering 4.5. But like, I'd definitely say this is one of those. When it's a nice rainy day, or you know, you can just relax and chill, and this is a great movie to put on. So, I'll always have this in my library.
All right. Well, since Ozzy needs to collect,
no,
his thoughts.
I was. It's a, you met. There is a thought that came to mind collectively as I'm hearing all these things right now, and I think to myself, like, it's almost like a poor man's Cheech and Chong. Just not nearly as good for me. And in lieu of a rating, I'm going to give it an award. Can I do an award instead of a rating, Todd, producer?
I'll allow it.
Excellent. I give this the Ozzie V. Snooze Award, which means I fell asleep watching this movie. An hour in, 1 hour in, I knocked out apparently, and then I woke up at 2 a.m. asking Flashroom producer Todd, do I need to finish this? Because I think if I fell asleep, it indicates how I felt about the movie. My brain wanted to commit suicide. And he says, yes. And then I got in such a bad mood that after I was done with the movie, I ended up playing Uncharted until 6 a.m.
Is this when I confess? I only said yes because I knew you were hating it. but to be honest, because you know I have to be honest, in order to fairly review it, I feel you need to have completed it. Which you did, which is why.
But did you notice how I rated it? I gave it the Snooze Award because fell asleep. So regardless whether I saw that last 30 minutes or not, I still would have given it the same award.
Well, it's all right.
I'll tell you guys, if you guys fall asleep during a movie, I wouldn't make you watch it.
I should have let everyone know, anytime a film is given an award, it's an automatic 5 from that person.
What is this? Nazi Germany?
All right, number 3. So
okay, fine. I'll give it an award plus a rating. I give it like
a 5. Half. We know.
I give it half. Half, 0.5. Because I think that's literally like you can't give it a 0, I guess. You can I give it a 0?
Dan's given zeros.
Do you want to be like Dan, Ozzie?
No, well, I won't. I'm going to save the zeros for Private School. And what was that other Once Bitten? Those are the zeros.
You this gave is Private gonna, School more than that.
Okay, well, now I'm going back in time because I've seen what levels of crap there are. Yes. No, it's happening. It's happening. I'm doing it. It's law. Retroactively. I'm going back in time. Once Bitten and Private School would be zeros. This would be 0.5.
But you've seen movies. See,
only because Private of Rick School. Moranis.
Poor Private School.
Poor Private School.
And I'll tell you why. Because you've seen movies after that you hated more, but it still goes back to Private School.
What have I hated more than Private School?
You know what? I have to go back in the catalog.
Yeah, exactly.
Greg? You remember like him disliking stuff more.
I don't know.
The Lost Skeleton of Cadavra was there.
That was one. That was,
the Halloween piece of crap that we're going to keep referencing every October. And I swear to God, if you try to make me watch the sequel, I will object.
But it's all right.
We'll bring Dan in to replace you. No one will notice.
You know, and what's really funny about it is I actually watched Strange Brew with my wife this time around. And she actually did say, like, this seems like the same kind of vein of you have to have the right sense of the humor for, like, Lost Skeleton as this movie. And so I was like, Ozzy's going to hate this.
Well, no, the other thing about it, though, is, too, I think they do work better in small doses. I think
right.
The when they were on SCTV, I think it was great. I don't think it translated as well as A Wayne's World. It was more like A Wayne's World 2.
Well, and I think that's why they were doing that whole opening segment, which is a weird bit to do because they were saying the whole thing, oh, you're going to make this into a movie. It's all going to be the same jokes. It's going to be stupid, you know. And I'm sure they were just addressing the criticism before it was made, you know. And which did make a weird start to the film for how the rest of it all played out.
I understand where they were going with that, but when you make it part of the plot, that's when it's a little annoying. Because they gave the $15 to the kids that were upset because they were saving their allowance this whole time to watch the movie. It's like, okay, and it's just like put me in a bad mood from the very beginning. So.
And when Ozzy's in a bad mood, geez.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. 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 Everybody knows. Well, that was Strange Brew or The Adventures of, Bob and Doug McKenzie? I think it was an attempt to be like, oh, then we'll have more. It was going to be The Adventures of Bob and Doug McKenzie, whatever. Like Cheech and Chong, that's what I was like. Up in Smoke, next movie, whatever, so on and so forth. Just didn't pan out. And I was that dude in the very beginning that walked out of the movie theater. That was me.
I'm sure.
The you mean you're not even going to give me a refund?
Unfortunately, this probably killed all future SCTV movies, so we never got our Ed Grimley movie.
What else would be categorized in that?
I just said Ed Grimley.
Other than that.
That's like the other big sketch that pops out, which that also did. He did. Martin Short did also do it on Saturday Night Live after. And there was a cartoon. But
and no, you know what? I will say this just a quick bit about Martin Short, because, you know, we got to bring this episode up somehow. In Inner Space, the doctor's office scene, there's some quick banter that he has with two patients, and the actors that they initially had casted didn't have the chemistry that we're working with them. So he actually brought in people from SCTV. I can't remember their names right now, but that was fine. I just couldn't. Oh, this was too much for me to handle. I couldn't. And thank God I never have to again. And if you value your sanity, I would stray away from this.
Well, if you're not Ozzy, it's worth a one-time watch if you've never seen it to decide for yourself.
Definitely.
But if you fall asleep, don't force yourself to finish watching it. Is that fair?
No, because I'm one who has to watch everything, so I can't co-sign that.
Plus, the back end of that movie is the best.
Yeah, the credits.
Yeah, the credits actually were pretty funny.
No,
so.
I meant the
yeah.
Because it's over.
I know what Ozzy's getting. I know what Ozzy's getting for Christmas.
Oh my God!
This anyway. And Private School.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to imagine that moment right now. That was Strange Brew. It's time to end this program. So we'll be back next week with a new episode. Guys, have any final thoughts before we head out?
I'm just waiting for next week's episode.
As am I. Todd?
See you next week.
Yeah, little teaser. It's going to be Dogma, and it's going to be fantastic.
Zero
so
stars.
Enough of this.
You know how I feel about religion.
This is going to feel good. Oh my gosh. I usually will keep the notes, but now I'm done. Just keeping them just because they're thoughts, and it's a thought that just exists. And this is I never have to watch this piece of garbage again. That felt good. Okay. I'm Ozzy V. That's Fleshwound producer Todd and world famous juggler Greg Larson. See you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.